Europe has had more of a driver for landfill minimization than we have. I mean, we've got so much space that we can dig an almost infinite number of holes to bury our waste, whereas Europe, they don't have that. And waste to energy has been well established in Europe for a long time. Part of the driver is temperature in Europe's a lot colder, so they have district heating, and burning waste is a great source of heat. Obviously, over time, the industries have become more efficient and cleaner. Yeah, there's plenty of studies that look at the actual emissions of these plants, and they're comparable, if not cleaner, than coal or fossil fuel-fired power. Doesn't necessarily mean it's appropriate to just take all of our waste and then burn it and turn it into electricity. That's obviously not good and sustainable outcome. But anything that can replace the use of fossil fuels is beneficial. And then when you also have the fact that you are minimizing landfill as well, they're the two benefits of waste-derived fuel.
So what sorts of waste are energy-rich then that we could be using?
The most energy-rich material is plastics, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But problem with plastics is that they are very valuable for their materials. Mm. So it's not wise to take all plastic that does go to the landfill and turn it into fuel to burn it. A better outcome would be sending that waste to an advanced treatment facility to extract what recyclable fraction you can. They're very well suited for waste-derived fuels just because of the energy content, but organic materials as well, so paper, plastic, textiles, and food, garden waste, they are also very well suited, but they also require quite a lot of pre-treatment, particularly for turning into these fuel pellets, mainly because they're very moisture-rich. So you need to drive off the moisture, you need to dry them, and then you also need to put it through some kind of homogenization process, which is usually shredding or grinding to a constant size particle, and then you can compress into a briquette or pellet or whatever the fuel is. So waste of fuel doesn't necessarily mean solid fuel that you can burn in place of coal. It could mean creating an oil like biodiesel from waste cooking oil, or it could be from methane and biogas from anaerobic digestion of organic waste.
Is that energy efficient then?
Not necessarily. It depends on the kind of process. I mean, there's processes such as plasma gasification, which is basically you heat the material up to above 1,000 degrees, I think, or thereabouts, and then you drive off all the toxins, you end up with a gas that's hydrogen-rich, and then that gas can then be used to create ammonia, it could be used for industrial hydrogen, it could be used to create ethanol, it could be used as a replacement for natural gas. So there is a component of energy requirement for these processes, but I think a lot of that is offset by the fact that you are creating these value-added products that are resource-intensive themselves to produce. I mean, producing hydrogen is not easy, and also for future thinking, if sort of the zero carbon, zero fossil fuel energy landscape ever happens, something like hydrogen would be very useful for things like fuel cells and things like that.
Sweden, for example, are so reliant on waste for fuel that they're importing garbage from other countries, right?
Yeah.
Do you see it as a bit of a catch-22? Because what if we run out of this waste?
Well, in an ideal scenario, we wouldn't be using any fossil fuel and we wouldn't be producing any waste. I don't think that's a scenario that is likely to happen. With really efficient waste collection processes and really efficient recycling, you'll get to the point where you're not producing that much waste. I mean, there's countries in Europe where they've got a very, very low percentage of their waste actually does go to landfill. Mm-hmm. And what does go to landfill tends to be burnt beforehand.
How bad is that for the environment? Because I know the Japanese as well burn their rubbish, right?
Yeah, the Japanese do. They had probably the largest fleet of gasification plants. Which is a slightly different process to just direct incineration. Whereas in Europe, incineration is the dominant waste-to-energy or thermal processing process.
How bad is that for the atmosphere and in terms of carbon emissions?
It can be bad, but these are very, very, very regulated facilities, more so than fossil fuel, because I mean you've got a lot of toxins that are potentially emitted into the atmosphere. So there's a lot of regulations around that. There's also, if the organic material is, well, the organic content of the waste that's being burned is high, if that does go to landfill, that will decompose into methane, which is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So you're actually better off burning the methane or burning the fuel to produce CO2 before it even becomes methane. You're better off actually using that methane to produce electricity. And, you know, landfill gas capture, which doesn't really happen that much in Australia, it does happen in Europe and other places in the world. And that's what that is aimed at doing, is just burning the methane that's produced from a landfill, not necessarily recovering the energy. It's more about reducing the harm of methane emissions.
And do you think it will succeed in Australia?
It could be. I think the main thing stopping it, or the main barrier, will be the community acceptance, again, which is understandable. Whether or not that's something that could be, you know, maybe won over with more information, more studies, I'm not sure. There was an article recently in Inside Waste, which was based on a research project done looking at community acceptance of thermal processing. There was a concern about thermal processing, but their main concern was about the public health aspect. So again, as long as that can be regulated, whether it's only fuels that won't have some kind of public health implication, or the process itself, again, if it's something like torrefaction, which is another process of heating organic material and producing these solid waste fuels, I think it can take off.